morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
All right, so we got that. So God says, I've got to get the seed of God in her. He's a man, he's a real man, but he's got the blood of God now. Because the blood of God is the only thing what can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. He doesn't cover it, he takes it away. It's gone. It's gone. That's why as children of God, you're not a sinner. You're a saint. If you're born again, you were a sinner, but you got saved and you were made a saint. And don't say, well, how can you call me a saint? I'm not a saint. We think a saint acts saintly. That's why we think we're not a saint. If you're not a saint, you're not getting into heaven. We think that you are sainted or made a saint by the Catholic Church. They canonize you and you become a saint. No, that's not the way it works. When you become born again, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become a saint. You go from sinner to become saint. That's why Paul and all the disciples that were writing to the saints at Ephesus, to the saints at Corinth. And then he'd say, the saints with me greet you. And Paul wasn't putting a whole lot of coffins behind him. The saints were dead. They were living. Saints are alive. Now, some of you, that might be a shock to your system. But it's a good shock. You know what? The knife of God's word cuts going in, but it heals coming out. Can you say amen? And so God says, okay, so we've got to get the seed of God into her so she can have this child, but it can't have the blood of a man, got to have the blood of God. Because only the blood of God can take away the sin of the world. Because we tried it with all the animals in the world, didn't work. So God said, we got to go. And he did this before he created the heavens and the earth. You see, we're not an accident. We're not an afterthought. We're a plan. Do you believe it? Say, I've been planned. Say, I was fearfully and wonderfully created. Some of you don't believe that. Do you know that you're perfect in God's sight? Do you know you've got gifts and talents that you're not even aware of? Do you know that God wants you to get that destiny that He's planned for you to explode in your life? You need to be here Wednesday night. You're going to hear a word. It's going to stir you up. Can you say amen? So now watch this. Matthew 1:23. I want to show you this now. Matthew 1:23. Look what he says. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. What's the son's name? Jesus. And they shall call his name Emmanuel. Why Emmanuel? Remember we read just now that he shall be called Emmanuel in Isaiah 7, which means God with us. Emmanuel means God is with us. How many of you are born again? God's with you. You're not alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Did he not? Greater is he that's where? In me than he that's in the world. God is with me. Emmanuel. Jesus, the Son of God, is with me. I'm not alone. I don't have to face any bad situation on my own. I've got the creator of the universe that's got the power to create and procreate and do anything in my life. He can turn my heart around and give me a brand new heart. Cancer will explode just like that. Amen. Now watch it, Galatians 4:4. You can go to that one now. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Does God have a son? Yes. You better believe it. When the fullness of time has come, God had come. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. You see, he had to come under the old covenant and do it the way that it was set up in the earth, and he did it legally. Jesus came into the earth as a legal human being. A legal human being. That's why when the devil comes to mess with you, he's illegal. He's illegal to put sickness on your life. It's illegal. He's illegal to come in there and make your marriage get a divorce. It's illegal. But you got to know who Jesus is. You got to know what you got in Christ. I'm telling you, Jesus is everything. How many of you think Jesus is everything? I love Jesus. I love Jesus. How about you? Okay, let's do it again. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? There you go. See, you got a royal choir. Okay, now watch out. Jesus said this. We see he's born of a virgin, born from this woman. Look what he says in Hebrews 10, verse 5. Look at this. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, now hold on before we go further. When Christ came into the world, his name is not Jesus Christ. It wasn't Joseph and Mary Christ. That's not their last name or their surname, as we say in Africa and Europe. It's not the surname. When you go into a place and you want to apply for credit or apply for something, they ask you last name. And you put that up with their Curie. When they did that to Joseph, when he went for his consensus, when he had to go back and be counted, he didn't put Christ. He put whatever his name was. I don't know what it was at the stage, but we got it there. It's in the book of Matthew, I think chapter 1, where they give you the genealogy of Jesus. All right? So Christ actually means the Messiah or the Anointed One and the Anointing.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth. Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
Christ is a Messiah. Now watch this. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he's been. The next time he comes is to take us out in the rapture. And then he's going to come a third time. And we're going to come back with him the third time on white stallions. And we're going to come and he's going to put a stop to the crazy world with a sword coming out of his mouth. Is that clear? But watch out. Christ came into the world. He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. A body you prepared for me. Before the foundation of the earth. The land that was slain before the foundation of the earth, a body was prepared for Jesus way, way, way before you and I even existed. Amen. So who is Christ? We sing. Now Jesus' birth, that was, you know, I went into Walmart by mistake 2 days before Christmas. And I left. My mother-in-law and my wife went to Publix and they said they left everything. Well, they left what they wanted because they were able to cash out by the chemist side. There was a woman there, but if they had the fruit that they wanted, they couldn't. So, or something happened, and they just said, we leave everything else, we just want to get out of here. Do you know, too often Christmas is not even understood as to why it's Christmas. Now, I don't want to get into the fact that, well, Jesus was born in April and, you know, we should celebrate the Sabbath on a Friday and why are we doing it this and it should be on a Sabbath. I'm not into that kind of nonsense, amen. You're getting caught up in tradition of men and all that kind of trash. Forget about that and focus on Jesus. So I don't care if he was born in October, November, December, or April. It makes no difference. The fact that he was born is all I'm interested in. Because he had to be born. He had to be born in a body. But do you know that most people, they celebrate Christmas, they buy gifts for each other. They think it's about gift giving. Now, it's okay to give gifts. Nothing wrong with that. But that's not what it's about. It's about the gift of life from Jesus Christ. There are countries around the world. Really, it's about the bottom dollar. I wish the United States of America would become excited about the gospel like they were when they were founded. Because, you know, they start putting Christmas stuff out in September. If we did September, October, November, December for Jesus, this country would be amazing. But they put it out in September. You know why? The bottom dollar. It's just for money. It's all about the muchas. Amen? I'm telling you, and that's what it's about. So now watch ya. They don't know what Christmas is. They don't know why we celebrate. Some people celebrate, they don't know why they do it. They just do it. They give gifts. They, you know, got trees and that. Now, that's not wrong to have that. Please don't get condemned. It's not wrong to do that. I give gifts. We had a Christmas tree. You know, I even got a blow up or two. I got Jesus in the manger first, in the middle of everything. And it's okay to have a little bit of fun that way. And I enjoy this time of the year. I really do. It's beautiful. I love the lights. I love the Christmas music. You know, all that kind of stuff. It's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're not going to go to hell. It's okay. There's going to be a white Christmas and all that kind of stuff. Well, the weather outside is crazy. All that kind of stuff. It's okay. But that's not what it's about. It's about Jesus Christ's birth. Without the birth of Jesus Christ, there would be no blood. Without the blood, there'd be no forgiveness. Without forgiveness, you and I would be in hell. Permanently. You understand? So it's about Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost what we've got to celebrate over Christmas. Be grateful for that. Thank God for that. And have your fun. Eat your Christmas puddings and your turkeys and your glazed hams and all the stuff that you do. But remember Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I can't stand people that are so spiritual. Oh, you listen to White Christmas on the radio. Oh, son of you heathen. Well, let me ask you, do you ever go to a restaurant? Yeah. Well, do they play Christian music? Hello. Do you ever walk in a mall? Yeah. Well, do they play Christian music? So don't get super spiritual when you're actually ignorant. That's to religious people, that, okay? Moving on. So Jesus' birth was prophesied in the Old Testament. Look at Micah. Micah 5 and verse 2. Look at this. But you, Bethlehem, you are little to be among the clans of Judah. Bethlehem Ephratah means fruitfulness. Ephratah means fruitfulness in the concordance. And I'm telling you what, Bethlehem became the most fruitful place ever. When you think that Jesus Christ was born there, and all of the seeds from him, all of the sons and daughters from Jesus Christ, starts here in Bethlehem. Well, it starts in heaven, but in the earth now we're talking. You are little, Bethlehem, to me among the clans of Judah, yet out of you shall one come forth for me, who is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from ancient of days. He is the ancient of days. Do you see what he says here? He's going to be ruler in Israel, but his goings have been from ancient. Before the foundation of the world, he was. In the beginning, God created. He was there. We know that God, he created everything, and without him was nothing created. Amen. So in the beginning, right there, he says, out of Bethlehem is coming the Messiah. Do you see that? And then in Matthew 2, look at this, verse 1, conclusion. Now when Jesus was born, where? In Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. He was born in Bethlehem. It was prophesied. The virgin birth was prophesied. My son is going to have a body. You've prepared a body for me. You understand? Jesus, the Son of God, was prophesied to be born of a virgin, to get a body on top of himself. And then people are going to come and worship him. Christ was born. Christ has been born. Salvation is assured. Do you understand? He's not going to come. The Jewish nation are still waiting for Jesus. A lot of them are saved, but a lot of them are waiting for him. They're waiting for the Messiah. Do you know that the Iman and the Muslims are waiting for Mahdi, which is their equivalent of our Messiah? The Mahdi, they say, is coming. And they say that when he comes, he's coming with Jesus. And Jesus, after his death, converted to Islam. That's what it says in the Quran. I've got the Quran. I read it. To see. And the Quran says God didn't have a son. And anyone who says he's the Son of God must be killed. Now watch here. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And they came from the east, wise men. Does it say there came three wise men? Three of them? But it must be somewhere in the Bible there were three wise men. No. Why do we think it's three wise men? Because of our tradition. We don't have a clue. Those wise men were kings. And they came from the east. And when a king went somewhere, He didn't go on his own. He had an army